upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately. No other people were there, in other words, but the disciples, saying, and they asked the question, tell us, when shall these things be? What was this? And what shall be the signs of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And when they do this, they shall deceive many, he says. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end, what, is not yet. He went on to say, and again, these are conditions of the last age, the last, before he do come, saints, however. He went on to say that for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. Aren't we in those times, saints? He went on to say, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations. And that's nations, the word nations is symbolic of people, for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And he went on to say, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. How many know how many cold-hearted people? You only have to do is look on TV to see how cold-hearted people are today. Killing their own children. Just the devil at war. The devil is on the rampage. But what God is trying to tell us, don't be discouraged. 13th verse says that. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same what? Shall be what? How many want to be saved? So what we said, the race is not given to the swift, but he that would endure to the end. Father, again, we come before you again, Jesus, ask you, Lord, to bless us tonight. We need a blessing, God. Some of us came from far and near, and the enemy's been trying to take us away out of this fast all day. But God, we thank you for those that have made it, those that have come up into the house of the anointed. God, we thank you right now, and we thank you in advance what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. So we see here that Jesus was speaking to his disciples at that time. And we look into the Bible tells me that 70 years after, if you look at history, 70 years after Jesus had spoke those words, that the temple was torn down. And he had warned those people in that day, be careful and hope not that your flight when you're running would not be on the Sabbath day. But again, a lot of people say, well, I don't know too much about that. But the point is, those people suffered. And we're going to suffer. There's going to be some suffering from us, too, before God come back. You can look at the TV. I believe I saw something on the TV the other day where they're talking about outlawing some of the church work and some of the people that's in church at different churches that they want to cut it out. But you know, history has a way of returning or coming around, turning around again. So don't think you have escaped, because the Bible says you are to be persecuted for my name's sake. Because you're the Jesus-only bunch, as they were or want to call us. But I don't know no other God but Jesus. And I believe Jesus, when those saints were running in the Old Testament out of Egypt, and that's what we're trying to tell someone tonight, you need to be encouraged, not discouraged. And I've come to encourage somebody tonight that you're going to have to stay in the race, because the Word has already told you if you would endure and stay in the race, the same ones that do that shall what? Be saved. How many want to be saved? See, the church world is hollering, you saved already, but God says you got to endure, because the devil is out there and he wants to take you out of the race. The devil wants to take us out of the race. But that's what we're going to have to. We're going to have to, when that devil go to throwing a right hook, you throw him one left one. You duck and throw him another. When the devil tried to tell you to come off this fast, you sneak back. Don't sneak back. They get no water. The devil, you a lie. I can make the fast. Moses did 40 days and 40 nights. I know I can do 72 hours. So you have to put the word back up on the devil. See, everybody hollering that Jesus, all he was God. That's true. But Moses wasn't God. But he did 40 too. He did 40 also. Amen. So we're trying to tell you how the enemy is trying to take us out. We look up see the enemy on how the children, even the children is disobedient. But you know what? The Bible, something, one of the reasons for that is we've gone away from the old way. Mm-hmm. The old way. Now they put you in jail for whooping your child, but I tell you what, if I had something there, I'd whoop it, put it on him and go to jail. Because the word said we ought to. He said, the word says train them up in the way they should go. And he tells us that we can put something on them. He said it would drive them devils out of. When you can't cast them out, you can whoop them out, them children. That's what the word said. I don't know. We're getting away from the word. We got these new techniques here now, and we see these children running around bad, and we stopped that. I was in a store today. That boy was tearing up the store. Come on, come back to mommy, and he was just tearing up more. Come back, honey. Bam, he's just tearing up everything. People, if it was my store, I'd have made him. I had to get out of here. She could have took him out and controlled him. Well, that's what we're trying to tell you. But just, stop, honey. And he was just Dennis the Menace and some. But this is the new way. But we have to go back to the old way, saints. We got to go back to the old way. There's a scripture to the effect, if we would whoop them, we would drive that enemy out of him. That's scripture. Can someone of y'all pull that up for us right quick? We ain't got nowhere to go. Of course, we're going to get you saints, your visitors, we're going to get you back home. Hope we don't keep you too long, you won't come again. We want you to come on to be a part of us tonight. Make a commitment to us where we love you. Can anybody pull that? I believe it's probably Proverbs. You're going to look for it. Praise God. But if not, we're going to keep on going on. About don't. He said, don't keep the rod of correction. It's talking about the rod of correction. The rod of correction. What you got, daughter? Come on with it. What is bound in the heart of a child? Foolish, that's what they do, foolish things, right? And he said, what the word is saying, it's part of their nature. But children to be act foolish and act little silly things and do little crazy things. And that's what it said. That's what the word said, right? Come on. But what? A belt, a switch, would do what? Somebody ought to be done pulled up some more now. What you got? What it say? Don't withhold whooping that child. You ain't gonna kill him. That's right. Amen. I know we got some up on this new stuff. That's just so cruel to whoop the children, but that according to God is not. Come on. What it say? They said chastise him while you got a chance. Now, do you realize that you see these people, these children coming in, cutting up mamas, cutting mothers' throat, cutting daddies and stuff? That's what they were talking about there. That's why we see those things is coming up on the earth. And that's why, come on there with the son. Hurry up. We fix to take on off here in a minute. See. That's what that one's doing. That lady behind that thing was looking at. She's saying, I knew what she was saying. That mother need a whooping herself. But that's what it says. That she's shamed. She's shamed, but
She doesn't put it on the kid, and he acted just like he acted home. That's what he was doing. He was acting just the way he acted home. And then you don't get out, you can't do nothing with him. He think you crazy. He think you mean. You won't whoop him. But God is talking about this thing. That's what he's saying. There's so many cold-hearted people. That's why the devil has twisted folks' mind that he got us that if you act holy now or try to work the word of God, you a devil yourself. And the devil, they want to come in and whoop you when you want to whoop your child. They want to come put you in jail. But I'll tell you what, if I could chastise them two I got now, I'd take them out and horse whip them every day. My two babies, the baby son and the baby boy. But I was concerned with other folks' souls, and then I didn't give them no time. But I'm trying to tell you, don't let church get to the point that we need to give our children some quiet time. We need to pray for our children at night. We need to get up. I remember Mother Marbury growing up with the others that's making it. She'd get up, and she was still doing that while they were in school. They got up. I was getting dressed and get to work, but they were in a circle. Mother Marbury praying on them, praying for them, laying hands up on their ends before they went to the church, went to school. And that's what you need to start doing to your children. Get them up, have some prayer time with them. Train, that's what the word said, train them up in the way they should go. That when they get old, they will not depart. Even if they go, the Bible said they're going to come back just like the brother, the man's son that took his inheritance and went to a far land and wasted all of his money on everything. But he said, my daddy had the right thing. I believe I'll go back home. If there's somebody here that has left God tonight, you need to come on back home. It's time for you to get back into the race, saints. Sometimes parents do things that they wish they didn't have to do. Do you know what we're saying here? Praise God. Had a sister, her got a good report. As far as I was concerned, that was a good report. It's called last night. I just played real. See, there's the other side to a preacher too. I'm not gonna take too much from a person. One of my policies is I'll demand respect and I also give it. If you come out respecting me, you're gonna get it. Because I'm going to give you respect, but I demand it back. Do you know that's what Jesus did too? He believed that. Jesus gives us respect, but he demanded. He said, a lot of people say, well, he ain't burnt nobody up. That was the Old Testament. He said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Don't do that no more. Don't you come up thinking that way. Last week, I've been praising God for the last week. I had a nasty wound here where I was picking up a head for an engine, and it slipped, and two main veins that feed blood to my hand. I don't know how. It was God. I know how, because God was with me. But I couldn't, and it tore that hand up, and I don't know why it didn't severe. Just cut that artery, those main arteries. I probably, before somebody could have got a tourniquet on it, probably I've been in bad shape. But I, after happening, you know, it was really nasty, and then I went. It was Thursday afternoon it happened. I'm getting short, and they try to take care of me. So I went Monday. They wanted to go to the doctor on occupational health because it was an injury on the job. You know, Marbury is 72 hours. He didn't really want to make paperwork, and someone was going to chew him out for it. So I was compassionate. I said, I'm going to believe God for my healing anyway. But I just looked at how God, I was praising him, how he healed. It was such a nasty thing. And I had to work in that grease and those chemicals too. But every two or three times a day, I would boil it out with that peroxide and put that healing stuff on it. But you know what? God can just heal my hand. I said, Lord, I thank you. It was all beat up. There was a chunks of meat where that head had tore it all up. But God, you see what? It's almost a finished product. Where he healed. God is the same yesterday and forevermore, and he's continuing to confirm that he is with us. But you know what it is? Jesus is always with us, but you know what? We sort of back off from Jesus. We want to back off from Jesus. And he says, if you will draw what? Nigh or near unto me, he said he would do what? Draw near unto you. Do y'all hear what we're saying here tonight?
You say, well, Bishop, how do I do that? I do it with fasting and praying, meditation. When I can't get on my knees in front of public people in the job, while you are operating that cash register, you could just be just in your mind. God, I thank you. God meets all your thoughts. He reads your mind, and he could take your praises when you just meditate on him. We got to learn to keep God in our spirit at all times, saints. Even when you're snoring, you can be holy. About a week or two ago, Mother Barbara said, I heard you speaking in tongues in your sleep. Well, I was guess I had my mind on Jesus. And that's just the way you got to get. You got to have a relationship with God, saints. And the supernatural is better than the natural. Some of us going to reach the throne. And I pray that we reach the throne tonight before this fast is over. It's a lot of yokes going to be broken here to this week, during this fast, if you want them to be broken, saints. I came down here about 2 o'clock and anointed this church and asked God, Lord, we need a move during this fast. Anointed every one of these seats and prayed and just had a good time with Jesus here this afternoon. So, Lord, we need a word from you. We need a word. We need something to happen in this ministry, God. We need something to happen, God. I'm looking for it too, saints. I don't know about you, but I believe God's going to deliver. I believe God's going to deliver. But it's time for us to go back to the old ways, saints. You know, we looked at some things. I believe that we shouldn't stay in church all night. But I think we need to not rush God either. I really think we need to stop rushing him. But we was doing some things that you probably saw me, but we'll explain all those things we'll get in the meeting down later on. But sometime we have to be wise. The Bible says a wise man when it what? So, and sometime, and that's one of the things my daughter was saying in Atlanta. They have that church, that big church she going to, says so big that they have, especially when businesses come, they have a service over back there for them. Don't share too much with them that will kill them out before they even get fed. You know, that's what we do sometimes. We choke folks out, feed them too much, and they kill them out. But you say, I like to learn from ministries that has a ministry, growing ministry. I watch in TV, and that's what I want to bring. I'm bringing things here. I want to bring things here that I know would draw the outside world. You know, with those people now, we got to draw those people out of the world that's sophisticated and they'll think that and get them in the church. But if we act like we from down there and somewhere out of no teaching and nothing, then the people can't see anything. But God said, raise him up. What a standard, saints. And that's what Bishop is trying to tell us. He wants to raise us up a standard where the people that can say, I mean, say, I want to be a part of that ministry. I love what I hear. I love what I see there. Them people got it going. So I'm asking you to follow me as I follow Christ today. Follow Bishop as he follow Christ. If you see I'm not following, get on out of here. Or come lay hands on me. That's what we want you to do, saints. But Jesus is soon to come, and that's where we're getting back to. He's coming back for a church. And church is a body of people without spots and without wrinkles. That's what God said he wanted. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Because you see, Jesus is soon to break back through those clouds. Church world has got Jesus doing everything. The Bible, they got the people got a hell going on, people burning up in hell, and everybody's thinking. See, things, the mind is a terrible thing. And people could look and say, well, people been down there burning since Genesis. All them people back there burning hell, it must not be so bad. They burning and enduring it. I can go and do something. I can do it. I must be able to do it. But see, those are all lies, saints. See, it's not the way you feel. Even we had, like I said, we had a national church mother said she some kind of way she put her head to the ground. Somebody did sit here, heard people holler down there. But that's contrary to the word of God. Because the Bible says everybody is dead. In fact, he continues to say it is a what? Sleep. Do y'all hear what we're saying? And that's why they said that Jesus. They were crying. They outlaughed him when he said that. But the point is, the Bible said the dead in Christ shall rise first. Did y'all hear what we said? When he breaks through the cloud, he said the people that's holy and dead gonna rise first. That's why you need the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost, the Bible said, the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is the same spirit that's gonna get you out of that grave, and that's the Holy Ghost. I beseech somebody tonight, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you need to come up and get this thing tonight, because it's here tonight. You're gonna need that to go back with Jesus. He said the dead in Christ. In other words, the graveyard gonna give up the dead. That's where they're at. They ain't up in no heaven. They ain't in no hell. They're asleep. And whatever condition you die in is the way you're gonna rise. You died a sinner, you died a homemonger, you died a thief, you died a robber, you're gonna raise one. So the Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that are alive shall be caught up to meet them in there. Do you hear what we're saying? Jesus up in there with all Bibles, the thousands of his angels coming back to reap this herd. And some of us going to be down there jumping, trying to get up there. It's going to be frightening when you know you missed out. You cheated and you did old silly things that made you miss out. But that's why Jesus said, you're going to have to be ye holy, for I am holy, and endure to the end. It's going to be, folks, just moments before Jesus got to give it, make it, they're going to give it up. Give it up. Bible says, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. See, the devil got you doing, you getting your joy here. But remember the fire. The Bible said, Peter, and I believe it's one of 1 Peter, 2 Peter said this, see, once he get to reap this earth, when Jesus come back and those that's going back, see, the hell is this earth. Amen. We'll go to, somebody pull it up there in Peter. First, I don't know what's first, sucker. Peter begins to give you a little inscription of the hell. 2 Peter 3:9. He says this hell, this earth is going to burn up. And in fact, it's going to melt. Come on with it.
2 Peter 3:8.
Come on. Who is the first thing? Saints? Sinners. It's reserved, waiting on you. Got a reservation for that. Come on.
But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slack, but is long-suffering to us.
Some of us should have been already snuffed out. That's what Peter said. So a lot of us should already have been. He should ought have took us out. But having mercy upon us. He's showing us mercy, saints. And that's why this word is coming this way tonight. He wants someone to come out of darkness tonight. Come on. He don't want to burn up nobody, says Peter tell us. Jesus don't want to burn none of us up. Come on. That we all was hear the word and come on up and repent and get your Holy Ghost and be holy. Come on.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
He's going to sneak up on a saint. A thief don't never attack in the daytime. That's what we're trying to, he warned us tonight. That we signs are in there that he's on his way. But he said the end is not yet. But it's coming though. Come on. What do that sound like? Sound like an explosion, don't it? This earth is going to blow up. That's what it's saying. Come on.
And the elements shall melt.
Everything, and y'all think this ground, these buildings and everything, say it's going to melt. It's going to be so hot when it blow up, it's going to just melt everything.
The earth also and the works thereof.
Everything in this earth is going to burn up, saints. Come on. So we're trying to tell you tonight, everybody got a sweet, good thing here, but this is the truth here. I could bring you much more tonight. But we pray that we got your attention tonight. You weren't put in this church just to just to play. You wasn't put in this church to just sing, but you was put in here so that you can go back with Jesus when he comes. Now, see, the Bible tells us when Jesus come back, he says he's taking us back to heaven. We're going to have a service when we get back there because the word says so. Isaiah 66 says that it seems like we're going to get raptured just before the Sabbath. It's Isaiah 6, it's in the 60s. So take a look at it. We're getting ready to close. We're going to minister to those who need it. But the Bible tells us that we're going to have a Sabbath service there. Like, we're going to keep that commitment, that fourth commandment there. And he says we're going to look upon them. That's why I believe we might go on a Friday. Because he says we're going to have a service that we're going to steal. They ain't burn up, but we're going to be able to look upon them that trespass against them. Who got it for me? Come on. See, we just one group of people. God has more than us. They already know for a fact there's other planets with human beings on them. God ain't through. He said, as what now? He will make some more after this is burned up. After this is burned up and dissolved, he going to make some more. Come on. Let's give God a hand clap. Now, those that are weak tonight, this should tell us something that if you weren't able to sing that song, I feel like going on. We pray that we didn't come to scare you, but get you in the notion that I got to run this race. Amen. I have to complete this race in Jesus. You know, I was marvel. I used to want to be a race car driver. I guess that's why I get speeding tickets now. I'll still be trying. I'll be in a hurry for Jesus. But anyway, but I like to watch them in the pit. They have a 500. They have the Indianapolis 500, Charlotte 500. That's 500 miles, and they racing at 100 miles an hour. But see, they stay equipped. If a car blow out a tire, they pull into a pit and they start the radiator. They have crews that can just put a new radio, almost put a new car together, and they get right back in the race because they still got a chance. But if you jump out the race, saints, that's the same thing here. If you'll stay in the race, even when the devil knock you out, down, get up out of it and start running again. That's why he said the race is not given to the swift, but he that will endure the end is going to make it. So he says there's gonna be pit stops. You're gonna fall. But he don't want you to fall and lay down. Give yourself to the devil. Oh devil, I guess I can't make it. I'm gonna go out and be a soldier for you. But we're seeing the destruction. You already seen it tonight. You're going to the lake. You're gonna burn up. And I believe you're gonna be ashes. The Bible says there's another scripture that said you're gonna be walking on the ashes of some of them. You're gonna be burnt to ashes. That ought to scare you sometimes.